Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Vacant, what time is it?
Time for another fanshmabulous episode of
The Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
You've got me, Mr. Magnanimous. Love everybody.
Sure. So, you want to get high and listen to some record?
Jeff Lutz.
I'm not nice. Oh, please. I think you're on a mission to damage my credibility.
You're really a broken toy, aren't you?
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
I'm confused. I don't even remember, but I must have found it funny.
Hey, that figures, you know?
Yeah, sure does.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Your visit is always discreet.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz with you once again. Jason Duda in, forming our three-man booth. And we'll have many, many guests dropping by and on the phone today with Max Power here to produce and engineer. We are in the East Wichita studio where all of this started just a little more than 9 years ago. We used to come in here every day and be showered with gifts and presents. And we haven't done that for a while, but we come in today, and what do we get? We get a cookie.
Half cookie, half brownie
from Tony Dusing. And it's just been a glorious, glorious day
so far.
Or
a crowny.
Has it?
How are you, dude?
I'm fine.
What's your issue?
I don't have an issue.
You came in, you were upset that Jeff had apparently...
Well, he took my spot, and I sit there every time
no,
we have a three-man...
No, I didn't take your spot.
I don't want to listen
your
to you.
Your spot is right there every time we've
no,
done a show.
No, it is not. Not when there's three of us. It's right there. Now you've taken my spot, you've ruined it for 4 hours now.
What are you going to do
so
about
now you're
it?
Gonna, whoa, whoa.
What are you going to do about it?
What do you want? Do you want me to roll you out of that chair? Wouldn't take much.
Huh?
You want that?
You know what? We might as well end the show on that.
We might as well get it.
We've been,
and
we've
why don't
been,
we start it? Let's start the show on that instead.
We're talking about ending this. It's the last show. We're ending the show.
I'm ending your show
we're
right
not
now.
Ending this show.
I'm going to end your show right now.
Really? You're going to do that.
I'm going to end his show right now. I'm thinking about it.
That would be an unpopular move.
You can't
move
even
with
log
some.
Into your computer.
With who?
You're not going to.
A popular move with others.
I know. It's a 50-50, but when you're doing a sports show, it's usually 50-50. Not everybody's going to be happy. If you're doing a sports show just to try to make everybody happy, you shouldn't be doing a sports show.
No.
That's all
you got
absolutely.
Feeling.
Couldn't
right,
agree
Jeff?
More.
Yeah.
See?
Watch out.
See, now we agreed, so it's going to take
everything's
a little while.
Everything's fine.
It's a little better.
We are here, and we are here for the next 4 hours. If you're tuning in to hear Jim Rome, he ain't here.
He will be Monday, though, so everybody relax.
Yeah, he will be. He'll be back. But right now, he ain't here.
What if people, how do people listen to Jim Rome today if they wanted to?
I don't know. They
last
drive
show
to California.
Before the Super Bowl, what are they going to, how would they access him?
There's probably people throwing their radios against the wall, but I don't care. We asked for 4 hours today because it's our last show, and Tony was kind enough to let us have that.
Well, you asked.
And, I asked.
I didn't ask.
The collective we means I.
Oh, okay.
You haven't figured that out yet.
I mean, I've
After
figured it
what,
out, but
we've been doing this for like 8 years.
I don't want
years.
People to think I'm here, I'm desperate to be here for 4 hours.
Well, you could have, I didn't do it without telling you.
Yeah, that's right. I'm happy to be here for 4 hours.
Well, then shut up, Duda.
I can't believe we're going to be here for 4 hours.
Are you happy?
That sounds a lot.
Isn't that crazy?
Four hours?
That's wow. Like literal Jim Rome territory.
How many bathroom breaks do we get?
As many as we need.
Really?
Yeah. Here are some of the people who are scheduled to be with us in just a few minutes at 2:20. Chris Davis, the the assistant basketball coach now at Bishop Carroll. Weston Schartz, the head football coach at Cape and Mount Carmel. These people are mortal enemies, Carroll and Cape.
That's right.
So that'll be interesting. It's Chris Davis's birthday as well today. At 2:40, Bernie Miklas, who's on because I want him on. And I'm going to talk to him about the Cardinals.
That'll be one of our bathroom breaks.
Oh, there it is. Nice.
Why don't you two go swing in the chair outside?
Maybe go to the Y, get a little treadmill in.
You want to go?
It's right next door.
We could do that because, I mean, they literally could talk for an hour and a half.
Probably
4 hours.
Could talk to Bernie
which
forever.
Which would be awesome.
3 o'clock, Mike Furches will be in the studio to join us for a while. And then Ted Woodward will be our guest at 3:40. And Ted and I have a little bit of a comedy routine that we'll be performing.
There's another bathroom break.
It's
very routine.
We're getting some breaks in at least.
Yes. There's two. What else?
Why are you knocking Ted?
I'm not.
We're not knocking Ted.
Well, he's one of us. He's one of the guys going to be doing it.
Is he in studio also?
I don't know. We may be calling Ted.
You can step aside. Let's let Ted cook, as they say.
Joanna Chadwick will join us at 4 o'clock. Denise Neal at 4:20. The big fella Anthony at 4:40. And then David Michael Hahn. There's my bathroom.
There it is.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
I get another one then, too.
You guys won't be needed.
Those two will be just going at it. No point in us sitting here.
Yeah, I don't need, to know what's going on in the world of the great David Michael Hahn.
He's a high-powered tax attorney in town.
Big time. Big time tax attorney.
Absolutely. One of the biggest.
And that's probably the domain he fits best in.
Let's not sell him short. He's a guy with high ambition, high character, a good sense of humor. And
have you ever heard a friend talk about a friend?
It's unbelievable.
Like
No.
I mean, I've had some friends in my life, but none of them I would gloat over like he does David Michael Hahn.
Well, I was just on a text thread with a bunch of guys from the year we won the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, so 30 years ago. And they're all having a get-together at the end of this year back home. And so they started a thread with the 20 guys.
And we're cavemen.
And let me tell you.
What's going on, fart?
There is none of this going. It's nothing but chirping each other. And remember when you did this and that?
Exactly.
I don't understand. That's what most regular guys do.
Yeah, that's what you guys do. I'm not regular. And I'll never be regular. And I'm not a common man. And I'm not a son of a plumber. And I'm not that guy.
You're the son of what? What are you knocking plumbers now? I'll tell you right now. I'm not knocking plumbers.
Have you not heard Dusty Rhodes?
Why would you say that about that?
Good grief.
I'm not going to step outside with you after this show if you're knocking plumbers.
I'm not knocking plumbers.
I need those guys when stuff goes wrong, man.
I'm not the son of a security systems technician.
You know what the plumbers have been known to do?
Plum
you. Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
You could have been better there.
Your pipes will be clean.
I'd much rather have a friendship based on honesty and being able to express your feelings and true deep friendship than whatever. Oh, remember when you broke that bottle over your head back in 86?
What a great story.
Oh, that was, and it would have been too. If you tell it properly, it's fantastic.
That's what really bonds men.
It is, yes.
It's not, head injury. I love you, man. You did this so good. That's great.
What a great tax attorney you are.
He's a wonderful tax attorney.
I bet in that situation he probably is.
I have no doubt.
One of the best.
I'm actually not even questioning that.
Highly sought after.
How sickening.
That's your son.
Anyway, that's our show today. And then the final segment, Jeff and I will do some reminiscing. And then we'll call it a day.
And I will allow you two to do the last segment as your show. and I will listen to it on the radio.
Well, you can stay. You can go.
Oh, I know I could. But it's your guys' show. The last segment I'm going to leave to you guys.
You've been a big part of the show, and we've enjoyed doing this show over the years. And you never say never. As volatile as I am, you certainly never say never. But you say not for a while, right? You can say that.
Yeah, I mean, everyone needs a break.
What do you mean? Why do you need a break?
Dealing with you two guys?
What are you doing?
And the bickering and bantering? What are you worried about? You're in your seat. I'll move wherever I want.
Why'd you move closer to Jeff, though? That was odd.
It was a little disconcerting.
That's something I'd expect from David Michael Hahn, but not you.
Well, yeah, if I sit here, David Michael can't.
You're going to need to give up that side by side.
That's what I'm saying. If I sit here, he can't sit there.
You're going to need to give up that seat when he gets here.
I don't need to give it up. Nope.
He'll roll you out of it.
I'd love to see that. That would be fun.
Yeah. He'll roll. No offense, David, but...
Well, if he gets me going, I will roll. There's no question about that.
Of course, yes. And then you won't stop.
All right. Well, boy, the Rome people must be thinking, what have I done? What is going on?
It's only been a month. Rome's been in this time slot.
They?
No.
You know what I haven't said in a while? I haven't given our phone number, 869-1240. If you want to call in, if you've been a listener to our show, over these 9+ years, and you want to get a parting shot in. It doesn't have to be, David Michael Hahn, you look good today. It doesn't have to be that kind of thing.
I bet he does look great. I can't wait to see him.
It can be whatever you want the parting shot to be.
Probably a shot at one of you two.
Which is fine.
Yeah, I don't care.
I can handle it. It's not going to bother me.
No, of course not.
I mean, it'll eat you up for days. Just so you people know who are listening, if you call in and give Jeff a shot, it's going to bother him for a while.
Yeah. It will.
It will, which and is the best. There it is.
So do it.
And right away.
He'll have a long time to think about it, too.
Imagine if he gets like 8 or 10 of those.
Oh,
I can't wait. Let's have. No, don't do it, people. Please,
see?
No.
Oh, what if this is just an Attack Jeff show?
That wouldn't be fun at all, no.
Wouldn't that be awful?
Please don't let that happen.
I think it'd be great. Don't you? I do. I think it'd be fantastic.
Dick Van Dyke's cousin Rob Van Dyke wants to talk to you.
Okay, let's go for it.
What's up, Rob Van Dyke?
Hey, I'm just saying you guys are better in Rome any day.
That's what we think, too.
Have you listened to us in the past?
Oh, yeah, every day.
All right.
I wonder what happened to you.
Well, we went to the 5-7 time slot, where the only listeners were my grandma and David Michael Hahn's aunt. Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear you guys on today.
Thank you for that.
Me too.
Okay, there you go. Nice call from Rob Van Dyke.
There you go.
Rob Van Dyke. Or was it? Yeah. Was it?
I don't remember.
We don't know who it was, but he said nice things about us.
He did, and we appreciate that.
And we do appreciate that. And the reaction on social media has been nice. We appreciate everyone. As I've said many times, you don't take it for granted that just because you have a microphone in front of you that people are going to listen.
Not at all.
Although I kind of do.
No, you don't.
Well, you do.
Well, I mean, Jeff doesn't. There it is. There's our first groan.
Let's turn over a new leaf for the last show today. Let's express a little bit of humility occasionally.
Oh, my gosh.
Can we try?
Why are you so easy?
Yeah, you're really got some issues going today.
Me?
Yeah.
How do you figure?
I said that for your, to get exactly that reaction.
Well, you got it. How do you feel?
Yeah. I just do my thing over here.
Okay. He just rolls with it, that guy over there.
Pace
he just
yourself.
Goes.
Pace yourself. We got 4 hours today.
We do. And, not a lot of time for callers, although we'll take calls at any time during the show.
Absolutely. Of course we will.
Why wouldn't we?
Even when we have a guest.
Why not?
That's how I feel today. We've never taken calls when we had a guest.
No, not ever.
But we're doing it today.
Except maybe early days of Mike Furches. with people calling in with movie questions.
Well, that's a little different.
We took
thing.
Calls
and Denise
with
Neal.
Denise, yeah.
That's a little different. You know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying to a degree.
Except I won't take calls when Bernie's on. There's another. Like, two groans. Wow. Who's doing the groans? That's two.
There's going to be a lot of groans today, ladies and gentlemen.
What's the over-under on groans?
Can I call during Bernie Miklas' segment?
That's what we should do. We should just flood it with calls. You call, I call.
Should.
What's with the groans?
Just, you know, I mean, it's just self-serving to put Cardinal stock on
me,
our last
and
show.
I'm going to do this, and we're going to talk for... That's why it's 4 hours.
It must be.
So they can talk forever. I mean, let's just be honest.
No, I'm not talking forever. He's on for one segment.
Nothing about the Cardinals has changed since the last time you had
Bernie. And I get to talk to Bernie, longtime St. Louis media guy, about the Cardinals on my last show.
Fine. Who do I get to talk to about the Guardians?
You didn't arrange for any. You get David Michael Hahn.
Okay,
that's your boy. Okay?
All right, whatever.
My guest isn't... I'm not romantically inclined with my guest.
Well, then that's your situation.
You are.
Of course.
Which is good.
Why wouldn't I be?
Phones are exploding because you're in studio. Jason's on one and Eddie's on two.
Let's go to Jason first. Hello, Jason.
Hey, guys. Hey, I just wanted to tell you, hey, thank you for everything. Because you guys always brought, you know, just happiness and news and
happiness,
all the good stuff. Yeah, you did, man. You brought laughter, man. That's a good thing.
There you go.
And it's a damn shame that you guys are leaving, and you know, I don't know what's going on, but anyways,
it's
man,
a conspiracy.
I just want to tell you guys, thank you. I just want to tell you thank you, and Duda, you're awesome, and you and Jeff, you and your dad, you guys have a great life.
Wait a minute, we cut him off.
That was not our.
That's a good
intention.
That's a good way to go out. We have a great life. Let's see who's next.
We apologize, though.
Yeah, Jason.
Because that was not on purpose.
We love you, Jason. Eddie. Not you, Jason. That Jason.
Eddie,
welcome.
Yes, Bob. Back in the day when you was at Side Pockets doing the trivia, I took my family, my kids, in. And
I apologize for slurring my words. Go ahead, Eddie.
Came up to us
count
afterwards,
it.
And you said that thank you for bringing my kids in. Well, one of them is a lawyer. Two of them are teachers. One's an electrician. One works for the post office. And the other one works for the gas company.
Well, what's it feel like to have a successful son?
Well, you have one also.
Hey, Eddie. Thanks, Eddie. Your radio off now. This isn't going to end.
All
it's
right,
just the care. Bob Lutz comedy hour.
Thank you, Eddie. Do we have anyone else?
Benny.
Here's Benny. Longtime listener. Hello, Benny.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Good.
I'm going to miss you guys.
We'll miss you too, Benny.
We're going to miss you as well.
Me
Although,
too.
Not like Jeff misses David Michael Hahn.
Is he here yet?
thank you, Benny.
When that guy said his son was a lawyer, I went straight to David Michael Hahn. That was good.
I know. He looked at his phone like, oh, my. Oh, it's not him.
All right, let's get a break in. When we come back, we'll keep the hits rolling with two of our favorites, Chris Davis and Weston Schartz. Will join us after this.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba. Chumba Casino.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
All right, fitting to start the final day of our music with the Eagles. Last good time in town. Joined on the hotline now by Weston Schartz, head football coach at Cape and Mount Carmel, Chris Davis, the birthday boy, and an assistant boys basketball coach at Bishop Carroll. So we got you guys on because you represent the two Catholic schools in high school in Wichita. That can't be comfortable for any of you. Welcome and go ahead and talk to each other about it. Weston, I know you've told me in private how much you have disdain for Chris now.
Well, I've never really liked him. I'm getting a little feedback. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. I don't know why you're getting feedback. But welcome to the show. I've known you guys for a long, long time, since both of you were high school. And I started to say athletes, but that would probably not be that accurate.
There we go.
It's the longest
can
4 hours of our lives.
Can we just let the guests be the guests? My God.
Can we not do what we do?
Do whatever you want.
Yeah, go to town. Enjoy your day.
Hey, Chris, how's your birthday going?
It's going good. Just another trip around the sun. 63 years old.
Wow.
Oh, are you 63, Chris? I am 63.
Child of the 60s. Weston, did you offload that table yet?
You know what, Bob? I was going to give it to you, but since we're not friends, you don't get it.
That was Jeff asking that. I would never ask that of you. What do you have for these guys, Duda?
Hey, I got a question. You guys have known Bob for a long time. I'd like a story from each of you about anything you want, something that pops into your head when you think of Bob. Keep it PG, of course. But I'd like to.
I know what stories they're going to tell. We'll see if I'm right.
Let's start. Chris, it's your birthday. Why don't you start for us?
Well, one night we played 9 holes of golf, and we did not play golf, but we went to a dive bar, and we had a drink at every dive bar with a shot. So we visited 9 dive bars, and I'm at home because we had a game the next day, and I'm not in the best shape in the world, and my phone rings. And it's Bob at one of these dive bars asked me to come pick him up and take him home.
Oh, my God. That was just a week and a half ago.
You remember that, Bob?
No, of course not.
He does.
That's one of my better ones.
I like that. That's good.
Weston, I know what you're going to say.
Well, all I remember is you talking trash on Lynette Woodard. How you could beat her 1-on-1, and you finally played her, and she smoked you.
That's not a story that you... Well, that's just trying to embarrass me. I don't know why you would do that.
Is there any video of that, Weston?
Well, I wish there was.
Oh, so do I.
Let me tell you, when Bob came and spoke to my team at West...
That's the one I thought.
...before they played Derby, and I said, inspire these guys so they'll play well tonight, and he gave him a big long speech, and they came out Derby and scored the first five times they had the ball, and 35-0. And he walked by me and said, "Well, I guess that didn't work, did it?"
I can't help it if your kids were all looking at their phones when I was talking.
As a speaker, you should be able to stop that.
Weston Schartz and Chris Davis, who I've known really since they were in, like I said, in high school, and really got to know them when we were all in one capacity or another working at Lawrence Dumont Stadium during the NBC World Series. Chris's father, Larry, ran the World Series for many, many years, and Weston and Chris have been friends since their childhood. Those were incredibly fun times, were they not, Chris?
No doubt about it.
They were the best. To hang out with you guys and grow up at that ballpark and all the great writers, you know. I've had some good friendships with you, Bob, but I mean, getting to be around Casey Scott a little bit and Dwayne, Joanna, and get Gary Dembski, Russ Corbett. I mean, that, I know that's taking you back a little bit, Bob, but those were all great people and a lot of fun to be around during the 2 weeks in August.
I've never heard anyone say they had a good time around Gary Dembski, but hey, we're all good. The only reason I picked him, I know he's not listening, so yeah.
Oh, and Tom
Russ Corbett
Schein.
Isn't either.
Forget Tom Schein.
And of course, Tom Schein. Weston, what do you recall from those years at Lawrence Dumont?
Well, all I remember is Larry Davis said that I could sign for concessions, right? And he comes up to me and he says, "Why are you spending so much money in the concession stand?" Well, it was Chris Davis was buying every girl in the stadium a hamburger and a hot dog and a soda and signing my name.
I love it.
I'm not so sure he didn't do it, Bob.
I didn't have that carte blanche. I was a member of the working media. You know how honest
sure
we
are.
Weston, I have a serious question for you because we've been talking a lot about Joe Auer and his forced retirement from USD 259. You experienced something similar before you ended up at Capen. What's Joe going through right now? What's going through his mind? And what do you think he'll do next? I know this is pure speculation, but since you experienced it, you have some insight on it.
Well, I tell you, it's a horrible feeling. Knowing that you have to give something up that you love because of a retirement program, they need to fix it so we can, continue to teach and get our retirement. And I'm sure that's what he would have done. So I have been through it. It's not a fun time.
Yeah, it absolutely angers me to think that we have people like you and Joe and others and people we don't even know about who are educators leaving 259. When they're making a big, big difference with a lot of kids who need big, big difference makers in their lives, and we're telling them that, well, you've reached this point in your career, the only way you can get access to this retirement money is to retire, and you can double dip somewhere else. It's crazy. Well, it makes me mad.
It's horrible, and I understand what he's going through. It was tough for me to leave West, but he'll land on his feet.
Well, when did this come into effect? I know we talked about this before, too, and it's utterly ridiculous that somebody actually brought this up and got it to pass, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know who that, well, I can say it, is who that idiot is, because I'm never going to do anything when it comes to teaching.
Oh, God, I hope not. Go ahead.
I think it's been probably the last 5 or so years. Because for a while people were able to do that and double dip, and I don't know exactly how it came in place, but it sure has hurt a lot of good teachers.
Well, it probably came in place from somebody sitting behind a desk who had to make something and make themselves feel. This is utterly ridiculous.
Weston Schartz and Chris Davis, our guests. Weston has coached now in 2 state championship football games. Chris had a great look at it in the COVID year. I hate to bring this up, but it's the truth. You had an undefeated team at campus. You won your first round game, and then we decided to not play anymore. How much, you guys are both veteran coaches, you've been through it for a long time. How much would it mean to each of you to have that opportunity to again, and is it really that important nowadays?
I'm going to let you talk first, Chris.
All right. Well, I always said all I wanted to do was win one, and I'd be done. And, you know, the COVID year was crazy, and I think we were well on our way. And then, obviously, the next year we get to the finals, and we're up 6 with 4 minutes to go against Blue Valley North and can't finish the job. But just getting the taste of that is so special. And, you know, it's hard. It's really, really hard to do. And when you're right on the cusp of doing it, I think you'd rather lose by 30. But it was a great run. And those are memories that Weston and I have forever. And if runners up is the best we do, then I would say that Weston and I have had an unbelievable run.
Weston, what are your thoughts?
Very similar to Chris's, but there isn't a day that goes by that I don't think of the first one that I lost in 97. But, you know, that's not why we do it. You know, we do it for other reasons. And Chris, I've been lucky enough to being able to be around the sport and coach it as long as we have. But I'd be lying if I say it's not a disappointment in my career. And I've still got some time left, so we'll see what happens.
Chris, what's it been like firing things back up with Dale Faber at Carroll so far? How do you rate that experience?
Been unbelievable. It's the best decision that I made to be back with those kids and be in that gym with him every day and sharing the laughter that we have been able to share. It's been really, really special. It's renewed. Renewed me and my love for a great game, and I'll continue to do it as long as he's there. Or if something else happens that I thought was a good opportunity, I would love to look at it. But
sounds like you're wanting to push him out.
No, well,
here's what
never.
It sounds like. Like a song I'm going to write.
Yeah.
Chris Davis and Dale Faber, what a love story. How beautiful.
Well, it's the second best love story to Jeff and David Michael Hahn. So
it's pretty good.
Yeah. Hey, guys, you know how much you mean to me personally. I appreciate your friendship through the years, and we're always pulling for you and whatever team you're coaching. And thank you, and we'll talk soon.
Hey, Jeff, you guys had an unbelievable run, and you were so good to Weston and I. Let us come co-host sometimes, but there's not a better show, whether it's sports, music, movies, in this town, than what The Drive has been for how many ever years you've done it. You've been off the charts good, and I wish you guys, and even Duda, nothing but the best.
Top that, Weston.
Hey, I can't. I've never been able to top him, so I'm just going to...
That's just a bunch of sentimental hogwash, right?
Sentimental hogwash, yeah.
All right, we're going to play a little happy birthday music as we take a break here. Chris, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Talk to you guys soon.
Thank you, guys.
We baked you a birthday cake. If you get it to me, and you moan and groan and woe, don't forget we told you so.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Got Jason Duda in, and along with Jeff Lutz. The Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH. We are joined on the hotline now by my friend Bernie Miklas, longtime media person in St. Louis, Missouri. Of course, it's very well known in this community that I'm a Cardinals fan, a devout one, and Bernie gives me a lot of content. How you doing, Bernie?
Bob, I'm doing great, sir. As always, thanks for having me on.
Oh, we're happy to have you. I'm surprised you had time because you're doing YouTube videos, your KMOX, you're doing a column for Scoops Network. What the heck, Bernie? What are you doing so much for?
You know, I'm supposed to be semi-retired, and I'm not collecting Social Security yet, but I will divulge to you that I will be collecting Social Security later this year. And I seem to be busier than ever, other than the travel. I don't travel anymore, not really, for sports. And so I get to work at home a lot. But Camo X, which I adore, and I'm just thrilled to be back with them. Camo X keeps me really busy. I keep myself busy with those videos and columns and all other things. But I don't know, Bob, I think you could probably speak to this. Because we're in the same age group, roughly. I think it's good to keep your mind busy, you know?
So, I agree.
You know, so that's my attitude. I have some senior moments forgetting things, but I'm trying to keep that brain of mine as sharp as I can.
So here we are on February 7th, and of course I follow the Cardinals, as I said. Very religiously and have for 60 years. They've done very little to improve their team. They certainly haven't done anything that would indicate that they're going toward a youth movement, because when you say youth movement, you're thinking, well, we're going to play guys that haven't gotten an opportunity at the big league level. They start spring training very soon. Games begin. They're running out of time. Is this the team we're going to see when spring training opens, or do you still think – they could pull off an Arenado trade or do something completely out of left field?
Well, I don't think they'll do anything out of left field. I mean, I wish they would sign a free agent. I'm not real particular, because I know they're not going to spend a lot of money on free agents. So for me to discuss some free agents, it'll cost a lot. That's a stupid conversation because it's not relevant. But they still could use some bullpen help, and there's a lot of free agent relievers on the market who are solid. They could also use a right-handed bat. I know they picked up a 28-year-old utility guy from the Twins yesterday. Who, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to condemn him. It's not his fault. He might be able to win a job, especially if somebody gets hurt or whatever. But no, they've done nothing, and I think I speak for you and a lot of Cardinals fans when I say, I guess I'm not surprised that this is how John Mozeliak's final season as the baseball boss is starting out. They're stuck in the middle. They won't pick a lane because they keep talking about a reset, but they're not resetting, as you said, at the major league level. They are resetting down on the player development system in the minor leagues, and they really, really, really do need to do that. But they're not resetting at the major league club. And they keep telling us, dropping hints that they think the team can be really, really good, or not really, really good. I'm sorry. It'd be really good. It could be sneaky good and could be entertaining and exciting and have a chance. And, you know, they're dropping hints. Hey, maybe we can contend. Well, if you're not doing a full, if you're not doing a reset at the major league level and you think you're that good of a team, that you can exceed expectations, well, why don't you try to make the team better? And I'm not even asking you to spend a lot of money. Why don't you make your roster better, make it deeper? So they're just stuck in the middle. I call it the Mozeliak mediocre middle, and I don't think they're going to get out of it until Chaim Bloom officially takes over after the season.
Bernie Miklas, our guest, long time at the Post-Dispatch in St. Louis, radio host. Now a lot of video for Camo X, for YouTube. So Mozeliak and Chaim Bloom, who takes over after this season as director of baseball operations, what do you think that relationship looks like? Have they just said to Chaim Bloom, you go work on the player development side, we'll call you if we think we need you for something? Do he and Mozeliak talk a lot? Are they brethren? Are they working on this together, or are they just kind of in their separate worlds doing their own things?
No, I really do believe, and you know me, man, I'll say what I think and what I know. I don't hold back. No, I think they have a really good relationship. And, you know, Bill DeWitt and John Mozeliak decided to recruit Chaim Bloom because both of them realized that the Cardinals needed to get back to being a strong player development team. And they have talent in the minors. I know when I use the phrase player development, you know, some fans will say, well, wait a minute, they have some really good talent down there. Well, they do. But the whole thing about young talent is you have to actually develop it to its top capability, and they haven't done that. So anyway, but I do believe John Mozeliak consults Chaim Bloom on everything. And I think that Mozeliak, one of the reasons, and I guess I should say in fairness to him, that they don't do much is I think, like he told Derek Gould, talking about Mozeliak, as he told Derek Gould to the Post-Dispatch, like he doesn't want to like muddy things up for Bloom. He wants him to start with a clean slate. He doesn't want to get him stuck with bad contracts and all that stuff. You know, additional mistakes that Bloom would have to clean up. And I think he wants to do what he can to make sure, you know, Bloom can start fresh without having a lot of baggage, you know, without a lot of things that he's got to deal with it because of any malfeasance during the 2025 season.
Bernie Miklas, our guest, says we're talking Cardinals. It's a bit self-serving for me. We're obviously sitting here in Royals country, so I'll use the Royals as an example, and I think I mentioned them the last time you were on. Here's a franchise that does seem to be mixing it up. They've made significant changes again this offseason. They seem to be in the market for even more offense. They've added some pitching. It feels like the Royals think they're in a position to try to win now with Bobby Witt Jr. signed to a long-term deal. Is that ultimately where you see the Cardinals getting back to, and how long before they're back in that mode?
You know, I don't think less of me when I tell you this. I do think they have a chance to put a fun team on the field. I would like to see Victor Scott get a chance. He represents why I think this whole reset thing is a marketing pitch more than reality, because, you know, and Ollie Marmol's talking about, you know, we're going to run, we're going to steal bases, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Okay, fine, but from what I can tell, they're not really going to give Victor Scott the second chance to make the team and play a lot. And here's a guy that was the third fastest runner in Major League Baseball last season, and nobody could throw him out in the minor leagues. And yet they're not giving this young guy a chance who's got more upside than Michael Ciani. So that's an example of kind of their silliness. But I do think that there's something forming a little bit. I think the players love the fact that everyone's, you know, just like overlooking them, kind of condemning everything, making fun of them. I think sometimes that can ignite a team a little bit. I have no visions of grandeur. I think the Cubs are clearly the class of the division, but I think the Cardinals could do better than expected, and I think they could be more entertaining than expected. So we'll see. I could be totally wrong about that, but I'm just saying I wouldn't rule that out, and I'm not a Pollyanna. But I think, listen, I think they have some young pitching that can be starting pitching and even bullpen help to be in place by 2026 for sure. The position player situation's a little more cloudy, but I think J.J. Weatherholt, the 7th overall pick last draft, I think he'll be ready to go in the majors by 2026. I think Chase Davis, an outfield they drafted in the first round in 2023, he got off to a slow start, but he fixed his swing, and he came on strong towards the end of last season, and I think he's another guy that now projects to be maybe a starting player by 2026. They have young catching. It's not just Herrera and Paez. They got a couple of young catchers knocking on the door. So, and Mason Wynn is young, as you know, and if they can get Walker gone and get Gorman gone, I mean, they would have a chance to be pretty good in 26. I really believe that. Again, I never sit here and try to blow smoke. I mean, I do think, especially with Bloom and Rob Serfolio, who's running the player development system, they're really, really smart guys. And I think that they're going to be able to keep the payroll down only from the standpoint is that they're going to find players that are good that other people overlook and players who don't make all that much money, but they give you a lot of bang for the buck. I mean, that's the whole Tampa Bay system. And I'm not saying the Cardinals are going to, you know, totally emulate Tampa Bay, because they have more money than Tampa Bay. But in terms of, you know, developing homegrown talent and keeping your payroll to the lower from the standpoint where then you can add to it, you know, I think there's a good plan in place. I really do. And I know Bill DeWitt's really excited about Bloom and Serfolio. So I don't think the Cardinals are sentenced to, you know, three or four years of really bad baseball. I think they can be respectable this coming season and maybe pretty good, and I don't even know what pretty good means, but pretty good in 2026.
All right, Bernie, I appreciate it. I like my fix about the Cardinals, which I get from you often, and we'll be looking forward to watching your YouTube video later today. Thank you for coming on with us.
Well, anytime, Bob, and you take care of yourself. Stay in touch.
All right. Bernie Miklas, long time, as I said, media personality in the city of St. Louis. You guys learn anything there? I noticed you both listen intently.
I was listening. You know, I always like baseball conversations, and I enjoy hearing about baseball. So I'll just let you have that one. It's your team.
You used to be a Cardinals fan.
Oh, used to. Back in the day. 30 plus years ago. There's no real use to about it.
Did you love the Cardinals?
Of course, Jeff? I loved the Cardinals, but they're not my type of organization.
No, we win.
That's fine.
Well, I mean, we sometimes win.
Right. You've won some World Series. I haven't won some World Series, but I'm not drive the red car around the out. I appreciate that. I like.
Well, that's
seeing,
because no one cares.
But that's
in Cleveland.
That's just not. We take ourselves so seriously. I'm not.
We bring back our legends,
and we're the best fans
on opening day,
and
parade the Clydesdales around the outfield. Is that awful? Do they?
Didn't say it was awful. I just said I appreciate it, but it's a little too haughty. For my taste.
What do you do on opening day?
We play baseball and we go out and win. We put a good team on the field, and we perform.
Honor your former player?
Never do.
No, really, do you?
We have a Hall of Fame.
Do they come back?
Of course.
How do you get them to go back to Cleveland?
You ask. Yes. You act like St. Louis is this absolute metropolis. It's kind of a dump, too, if we're being honest.
Oh, really?
Yes.
We'll see if I invite you the next time I go.
Can I? You're not going.
I think I'll go this year.
Okay, well, I'll go with you.
Because I'm so starving for Zia's, which I love. You know that.
The Italian restaurant.
On the Hill.
Zia's on the Hill.
The great thing about Zia's is you can go there 25 times, and you forget how to get there every time. It's a little tough to navigate the hill. You ever been to St. Louis, dudes?
Yeah.
Ever skated in St. Louis? Ever?
We played just
slapped the puck there.
Yes. Is it St. Charles just outside of there?
Yeah.
Who are the two Yankee legends from? Well, one Yankee legend, I guess, from the hill.
From the hill.
Yeah, from
one
that area
Yankee
of St.
legend,
Louis.
And one Cardinals/broadcaster.
I don't know. Tell me.
Yogi Berra and Joe Garagiola grew up right there.
Well, there you go.
Nice, huh?
And that's how Jeff does things. I'm going to make this guy look like he doesn't know anything by giving him a quiz that there's no
what
way he'll know
the
answer.
What else was I
going to
do?
I don't know where people are born and
why
where they come
he?
From. Exactly.
That's
why
all that
you?
Was. I got a little more knowledge than Duda.
Well, I
good
do.
For you.
What's the problem with that?
Give him one. Give him a hockey question.
Give me one.
Where's Wayne Gretzky from?
Edmund.
What'd you say?
It's Ontario.
Edmund. Yeah.
Is this Edmund. Yours, Max? There you go. Ticket stub from Busch Stadium.
I like it.
Did he know
when did... No, he didn't.
It was a playoff game against Arizona. And it was a really good seat, and everybody, when J.D. Drew came up, some guy next to me was going, "You can do it. You're J.D. Drew." It was excellent.
See?
We drink a lot in St. Louis.
That's good.
Give him another one.
Give him another one for
what? Another trivia. Hockey trivia.
Where is...
why does it have to be where somebody's
Connor
from?
Connor McDavid from. Well, you just asked me who's from da-da-da-da-da. So.
Yeah, well, they're famously from there.
These guys are pretty famous. Yeah. They're the best players
in
the world.
No, I'm not saying they're not famous. I'm saying they're famously from St. Louis. Like,
which means
that's
what?
Part of their, like... You know, mythology as they grew up together.
So you're all over St. Louis is what you're doing.
I'm just saying.
So where's Connor David from?
Connor David could be from anywhere. Connor McDavid.
Connor McDavid.
Is from.
Where's he from?
He's from the great province of Quebec.
Does McDavid sound like a French name?
McDavid.
Just awful. All right, time for a break. We are 1 hour down. Eight more to go. We're going to go 9 hours today.
That was that was only 1 hour.
I know. Are we not done yet?
We're going to go till midnight. Three more hours to go. Mike Purchase will join the show next. The Bob and Jeff Show, the finale with Jason Duda. Back in a minute.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.